AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. All Coast Guard ships and Navy aircraft have spotted so far from a missing cargo ship has been a life ring in the waters of the southeastern Bahamas. The El Faro, a 735-foot container ship from Jacksonville bound for San Juan, has a cruise of 33. It lost its engines in some 30-foot waves from Hurricane Joaquin on Thursday. The search resumes at first light. Flooding along the East Coast washes out roads, bridges, and homes. Forecasters warning that gusting winds could bring down trees and power lines across the Carolinas and Virginia. Hardest hit so far, Charleston, South Carolina. AP's Joshua Replogle reports that street flooding across the city.
Charleston's shaped like a peninsula, and the southernmost part, it's a low-lying area, lots and lots and lots more water. And at one point, I saw some kayakers in the middle of the road going down the street, mingling with traffic.
At least five people are dead in storm-related incidents in the Carolinas. Flash flooding kills at least 13 people in the French Riviera, some of the victims trapped in cars in a retirement home. Officials say nearly 7 inches of rain touched off the flooding in Cannes and three other towns. 25 people were hurt, one with potentially life-threatening injuries, when a box truck hit a support and caused a concrete awning to crash down on a high school band members in Olin, North Carolina. Emergency Services Dr. Howard Bell tells WSOC-TV.
There were students who were struck by the falling material. There were several who had to be assisted out from under it by fire and rescue personnel.
Students were at North Iredell High for a band competition. Officials say a recently disconnected stove might have been the cause of an apparent gas explosion in Brooklyn that killed one person and injured three others. The city fire commissioner says emergency crews found the facade of the three-story building blown into the street. This is AP Radio News. President Obama wants a full accounting of the circumstances surrounding the deadly bombing of a Doctors Without Borders hospital in Afghanistan that killed 19 people. The AP's Joshua Letterman reports that the U.S. military is trying to figure out what led to that bombing.
The Defense Department has said that U.S. airstrikes had been carried out in the area of Kunduz, and that it's possible that there was some collateral damage. But the United States says it's still looking into what happened and that the actual strike on the hospital is still under investigation.
Afghan forces backed by U.S. airstrikes have been battling the Taliban in Kunduz. In college football, top-ranked Ohio State survived Indiana 34-27, while number 2 Michigan State squeaked past Purdue 24-21. Number 3 Ole Miss likely to drop in the next poll after losing 38-10 to number 25 Florida. Fourth-ranked TCU also won big over Texas. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.